Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why, Mr. Enders? Why? Why? Why do you do it? Why? Why get up? Why keep fighting?
You must be able to see it, Mr. Anderson. You must know it by now. You can't win. It's pointless to keep fighting. Why, Mr. Anderson? Why? Why do you persist?
Because I choose to.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
You want to be great? You need to sacrifice. And the more painful the sacrifice, the greater you'll be.
I built this shit. Me. Brick by brick.
There's no losing. Only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions.
My mind is absolutely bulletproof, solid as a rock. I am number one.
Number one.
In my mind, I was always champion.
In my mind, I'm always the best.
I always go with that mentality to win and enjoy. I never think about lose. I always think and train for the win.
I'm a winner. I will win. I will do anything to win. And I will not stop until I win.
I'm a winner. I'm going to win.
I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world. That's simple.
I'm going to beat these guys. I can beat all of them, you know, like everything about mental.
I am not like everybody else. I don't want to be like everybody else. I have something inside which is burning. And I look around and this life and everything I see is not for me. I'm supposed to be something different. I have to be something different. And I'm going to change my life with bodybuilding.
I became bulletproof. I became invincible here in my body. Now, nothing can stop me. Not you can throw anything at me. There's nothing that can break my mindset. Nothing. I'm bulletproof.
This is my life, man. Do you know how hard I worked to get here?
If you're an underdog, man, the beauty of being someone who has to go through struggle, the beauty, because you get that. If there's no struggle, then it's nothing. There's no journey.
I think we're all an underdog. I think the top CEO on the planet Earth still has that doubt. I don't give a where you're from. Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, the best on the planet. We're all underdogs. Whether you're an underdog because you put yourself there to be hungry, or you're just a real life underdog. We're all an underdog.
Be fearless. Be fearless, or as close to it as possible.
I want this shit! I want this shit!
Welcome to the pain zone. It's where we live.
When I'm hurt, I love it. I love that feeling because it's real.
You need to love pain.
You have to struggle. You have to struggle. The bigger the struggle, the bigger the peace. The bigger the suffering, the more peace.
Don't complain about the pain. Don't say, why me? Say, try me.
Pain of what you're feeling is nothing compared to the joy that's coming. The reality is, that's life, yeah. Isn't it? No matter what shit situation happens, something good's coming.
There's always a way. There's always a way. Keep pushing. Don't stop. Keep going. Don't stop.
There's people out there that are just working harder than everybody else, and they're gonna keep doing it.
Yeah.
And that's their grind. Do you really want to be a champion? Why? Because you just want to be cool? You want to be the coolest guy on the block? You're not gonna win. You're gonna find some psychopath who just lives it. It's their whole life. And if it's not your whole life, get out.
It doesn't make sense to continue wanting something if you're not willing to do what it takes to get it.
Mm.
If you don't want to live the lifestyle, then release yourself from the desire. To crave the result, but not the process, is to guarantee disappointment.
Those times where you get up early and you work hard. Those times where you stay up late and you work hard. Those times where you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
It's never about a dream. I see a lot of people telling me I'm chasing my dream. I'm gonna tell you about a dream. It's real simple. Wake up and live it. Make it your reality.
Cause real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just wanna score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process.
You just gotta quit tripping while you're in the process. Because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when it gets you on the other side of it, you're gonna see exactly why it went that way. And you're gonna be okay with it. But quit tripping during the process.
Believe in yourself. Don't fear failure. Dream big. Work hard. Stay positive. Enjoy the journey.
You see, I'm crazy. I be thinking, yep. I was crazy enough to believe what the f*** I was saying gonna happen was gonna happen. And that's why I was persistent enough and consistent enough to exist now.
They gonna tell you you can do it. They gonna knock you down and doubt you. But guess what? The only person you need to achieve anything in this life, it's yourself. Just trust yourself. Work tirelessly. Have faith. And everything is possible.
All my life, I was the underdog. They told me I wasn't good enough. They told me I was dreaming too big. They said a kid from the LBC couldn't make it. But guess what? I didn't let none of that stop me. I stayed true to myself. I stayed focused on the vision. And I turned them no's into yeses. See, adversity is like the gym for your soul. It hurts, it's heavy, but it builds you up. Every time you wanted to quit, every time life tried to break you, you chose to stand tall. That's what makes you great.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life.
Never wait on the right time, because the right time ain't ever coming.
There is no right time to do anything. You just gotta start doing. Stop making excuses to doing the things that you always really wanted to do.
It's about the grind, the sleepless nights, the sacrifices, the prayers you whispered when nobody was watching. It's all about those moments when you could have folded, but you didn't. You see, the underdog story is the realest story there is. Because when you come from nothing, you appreciate everything. You hustle different. You love different. And you lead different. Stay humble. Never forget where you came from. Stay hungry. Keep that fire in your soul. And stay true. Always be real with yourself and the world.
Everything about discipline. Everything about discipline and every day. And every day, like, you know, train, sleep, eat, repeat.
If you are not consistent more than other ones, if you don't do it at something more than other ones, you're never gonna be number one like me.
If you wanna be really great at something, yeah, you kinda have to be out of your mind, but you also have to have an iron will. You don't want to work out every day.
Yeah.
There's going to be days you just want to eat cake and sleep.
Yeah.
But if you want to get past the guy who eats cake and sleeps,
yeah,
you don't eat cake and you don't sleep.
To get anything of value, you have to sacrifice. Do you know that the harder thing to do and the right thing to do are usually the same thing? Nothing that has meaning is easy. Easy doesn't enter into grown-up life.
Pressure changes everything, pressure. Some people, you squeeze them, they focus. Others fold.
We don't win today, it's over. To put pressure like that is a balance. Either you can handle it or you cannot.
I'm not feeling the pressure, no. You cannot put pressure on me, no chance.
There's no pressure. There's no pressure at all. I've been getting pressure since I was 10 years old.
Put more pressure on me, because right now I don't feel no pressure, you know what I mean? So I don't feel pressure. People say I've got the weight of the nation on my shoulders, you know what I mean? Well, then throw a few more nations on, because I don't feel that weight.
Turn the pressure up. I don't quit. I don't fold under pressure. I'm the best, and I know I'm the best.
When it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump.
Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
You have to build a person that can withstand the pressures of whatever they're going to be dealing with in life.
Win the game. Don't put on the show. Freaking win the game. Don't put on the show. You win the game. Don't put on the show. You win the game. Don't put on the show. You freaking win the game.
You watching right now on the TV is I hope you chase those dreams with a burning desire. And through all the fire and through all the flame and through all the pain, I hope that you find happiness deep in your heart.
From 99 to 05, 99 to 06, basically straight without missing a single day, 365 days a year. During that time, we were averaging about 10 workouts a week, 7 days a week. We had doubles 3 days a week. And they were 2-hour sessions in the pool, and then we had an hour and a half out of the pool, 3 times a week, 4 times a week. Basically, all we did was eat, sleep, swim, and lift. That's all I did. And we would go from 5 to 7, 9 to 11, and 3 to 5, all in the pool, and then have a weight session afterwards. So we're having 4 workouts a day. So
incredible.
Over 24 days, we're probably working out with weights 75 times, probably 75 workouts in 24 days.
For your 20s, do all of that. Work day and night.
Really?
Do as many things, learn as much as you can, fail as often as possible.
What about work-life balance in your 20s?
Fuck it. Because that's the time to put in the hard work. Your work-life balance actually comes out later.
If you want to be on top, you have to train always.
Just focus on yourself. Train all the time, not only training camp. Like I told all my guys, you cannot train only when UFC give you guys fight. No, like last 2 months, like 3 months. This is not good time to improve. This is good time to become good shape. But other time when you don't have fights, like, okay, you finish your fight, 1 week you rest. After that, you have to come to the gym and improve yourself all the time.
You get all you have, you're gonna get max potential back. And then who knows what to come. That's the beautiful thing. If you don't show up, guys, you know the outcome. You'll never get the job, never get the part, never get the girl, if you don't show up. If you show up, you put yourself in a situation to create those opportunities. And when you show up, how hard do you go? That's the faster that opportunity will come to life for you. It's up to you, guys. Even though it's tiring and exhausting, and you're sweating your ass off, and you're tired as can be, small down payment that you're willing to pay every day for the large investment of a greater life. You only got one life, guys. Again, if you work it right, you only need one.
You can't go back once you've started this damn journey. You can only go forward. So, you got two choices. One, you get scared, you give up, and then you burn up. And the second one,
it's like, get it.
Fear, and you barrel through it. And when you come out on the other side, I guarantee you, you're going to be stronger than you ever possible.
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around, face them, man up.
You got to start diving into those things that you're afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good.
Anything I'm afraid of, I confront it. And that's my personality. Like right now, I'm scared to death. But as the fight gets closer, the less nervous I become because it's reality. And in reality, I'm invincible.
Everything you ever want, all your dreams and the best things in the life is on the other side of fear.
I was afraid of the work. Because I wasn't gifted with brains. I wasn't gifted with God-given talent as far as like athleticism. So I knew to get to where I had to go, to be on the same playing field as these men, to even try out for this program, I knew the work was gonna be something that I didn't wanna even attack.
How big would you dream if you knew you couldn't fail?
No, anything stopping us is ourselves.
Take one step in the right direction. You're halfway there to make it a dream challenge.
I never feel fear in boxing. I never feel how it's like to feel that, the fear. I always enjoy it. My favorite day, my favorite thing is sparring days and a fight day. I just enjoy it a lot.
When the gladiator come to the arena, he never chose opponent, you know? That's why I never chose. Just send me contract, that's it. Tomorrow night, doesn't matter who gonna step to the cage, I'm gonna smash them there.
I would love to tell you that on the road to success, everything is gonna work out. It's not. It's gonna be a dog fight. It's been rough. It's been crooked. It's been hard. But I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dog fight.
Because I promise you, there is nothing I'm not prepared to do.
The scars make the man. Every day I wake up, I say to myself, you have two options right now. Keep dreaming with your...
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Dreams or wake up and make it reality, and I choose the second option, always.
No one cares that you're overweight. That's a fact. It's we eat tons of food every day. Donuts, shakes, and shit. I can't care more than you. One thing in life is for sure. No one can care more than yourself. If you're out here looking for someone to help you out, and you ain't helping yourself out, you ain't gonna ever make it. Would help me out when I was fat and depressed and shit. I got in my mind. I wasn't the only motherfucker going through hard times. Fat guy, depressed guy. Keep this in your head. In my corner, there's only a cut man in water. There ain't no town. So when shit gets hard for me, I can't throw that in.
It can be done. People have done it. Like, you gotta... But... You have to be willing to just really throw yourself into something.
Yeah.
And know that, especially in the beginning, there's no time to off here. If you really want to do something that's really hard to do, like, you got to be all in.
Yeah.
Because there's too many people that are all in.
Yeah.
And you're competing with them. Yeah. You're not competing with these, like, half-steppers, these people that are kind of dipping in and dipping out. Yeah. They're there as an example for you to not live your life.
If you devote yourself to an idea, and if they can't stop you, then you become something else entirely. Chess. Legend.
I'm gonna show you how great I am.
If you're trying to do something meaningful, if you don't have the mindset that you're the best ever, you failed already.
Until you win, effort always goes unnoticed. Get used to it. No one roots for you until everyone roots for you. That's just how it works.
But the biggest key to success in anything you do is you gotta have an unlimited supply of you. This drive and passion, and it may come from nothing. Like, for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days, on all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work, like, people are like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you just damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the it takes, and you gotta get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's gotta be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you gotta pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times.
I'll never give up. Never.
Is there any better feeling than being locked in?
No. Being able to just, like, make the lens so much smaller and not looking at, like, the finished product. Ultimately, like, the time and the commitment that you give to yourself, to your body, and to your craft, and to your mind, those things will take care of yourself. And if it's meant for you to have, then it's meant for you to have. And if it's not, if you've done all those things leading up to it and it still didn't happen, you sleep better at night. You're okay with yourself because you gave your body, your mind, your soul, everything that you could ever ask for.
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with that.
I sacrifice everything what I have. I will sleep, train, eat, repeat.
Because it's not about them. This is about us. This has nothing to do with the team that's opposing us. This is about us. This ain't got nothing to do with the naysayers, the unbelievers, the haters, the doubters. This is about us. When we started this journey, we told you it was going to be trying, it was going to be tough, but you endured because it's about us. That man next to you is a miracle. That man next to you is a believer. That man next to you is a go-getter. That man next to you is a dog. That man next to you is somebody who wants this thing. That man next to you is somebody who believes. That man next to you is somebody that got to have it today. We ain't got tomorrow. We got now.
Grab your nuts. For once in your life, add some ownership, some credibility behind your actions and your words. Mean what you say. Do what you say. Follow through for something for one time in your life. One time, follow through what you say. You will feel a high that you've never felt before. When you follow through on things in life, guys, you achieve the confidence, the mentality that anything's possible. Believe in the journey you're about to embark on. Mentally, you must believe it before you physically start it. Otherwise, it will never reach your prosperity. Your questions will be figured out. When you hit the rock bottom and you fail and you hit the pavement, you'll learn to catch yourself. That's the lesson you never forget. Stop trying to learn from everybody else. Believe in yourself as enough of a reason to transform into something great. Stop sitting back saying, yeah, man, that'd be cool. I want to be this, I want to be that. Grab your nuts and be it.
What the do you expect? You're not putting in the work. You have to do more. You gotta stop telling yourself that you're doing enough. In life, it's never enough until you feel this overwhelming feeling of shit, man. I'm out working the crowd. I'm out working everybody. I'm doing more. It's not until then, once you get there, that's when you know you've done enough.
Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired. I don't get tired.
Your tired body, that unmotivated mind, and get out there and do it anyway. You know, you better fight yourself, because you're not only winning when things are going your way. You got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way. You got to figure out when your body's fighting you, when your mind's fighting you. How do you still, you know, just say, "F it, I'm gonna beat my mind today."
You can't want something but not put in the work. You know, and it doesn't matter what you're doing in life, no matter what it is. It could be a professional athlete, or it could be an artist, it could be a doctor, it could be anything in the world. But you got to put the work in. And I think if you put the work in, the results will happen organically.
What the hell are we all waiting for to start attacking life? We're waiting for the stars to align? Back when I was growing up, the song came out. All I need is a miracle. Well, guess what? That miracle ain't coming. There is no perfect time to start. You got to start now with changing your life. We're all being tested in life. And guess what? This is one test you can't cheat on. We all have our own test. Some of us are obese. Some of us are depressed. Some of us are insecure. In the military, we have this big old rucksack on the back. Have batteries, water, extra gear. Your extra gear is the shit you're dealing with in life. And the only way to overcome it is for you and you alone to face it. You have to do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, guess what you gotta do? You gotta suck it the f*** up and do it. Stay hard.
You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. They take struggle. They take relentless pursuit day in and day out. That's what it takes.
And that's what makes E.T. E.T. I ain't smart. It took me 12 years to get a four-year degree. My book is a bestseller, and I failed English 3 times in college. But the difference between me and most people is you might be sweeter than me. You might be bigger than me. You might grind. Listen to me. I don't know. You might have money. I don't know where you come from, but you will not outwork me.
I would say that rarely go out, you know, reading, you know what I'm saying, trying to reverse engineer how to be successful. Like, how do I, you know, start my own production company? How do I do this? How do I do that? And I always felt like if other cats was out partying and I was home studying, I would have an edge. And if cats was out here doing this and that, being hungover the night before, I would have an edge if I wasn't.
You cannot be a failure. You cannot leave the gym ever a failure. You have to give it everything you got. And when you think you're done, there's 5 more reps. Even when you do 5 reps, there's probably 5 more reps yet. And I told myself, I have to give it this much. I just can't be, because I can't accept the fact. I cannot live with the fact that Tom Platz is a loser. That disturbs me so much. I hate that statement so much. I will do anything close to death to be a winner.
Differential of somebody winning and losing has nothing to do with their genetics. Has nothing to do with their potential. It's their perseverance, always showing up. Person that's willing to gamble it. If you show up, then you have a chance. If you don't show up, the outcome's simple. Never there, like an audition. If you show up to the audition, there's a chance you might get the part. If you're too scared to show up and you sit back at home, wondering what if and everything else, no one in hell is going to call you an opportunity because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. Big mental thing there, guys. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything if you don't have confidence in yourself. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena.
You achieve failing. Failure has been achieved, thank God.
Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been.
I don't see failure. I see grit, determination, drive, sacrifice. Failure means you're trying. A whole bunch of people out here never fail because they never try. He said, how do you handle failure, Goggins? I said, I don't look at it as failure. I look at it as my first, second, third attempt. One thing in life, that's for sure. The valiant mother always wins.
But stay planted. You know, when you stay planted and you're really rooted in what you believe in, a tree stands tall through all 4 seasons. Through summer, fall, winter, and the spring comes back around, you grow again. So if you believe in what you're doing, it's what you're meant to do, then keep your roots in the ground. And summer will be here, you'll flourish, have great years. Fall come around, you look different, you're going through things, you look in the mirror, you may not recognize who you are, you're talking different, you're dressing different, and then you might go through winter and lose everything. You might be in a season of depression. Every leaf falls off the tree in winter. But if you stay planted, spring comes around again, don't it? And what happens to a tree every year? When spring comes, you grow another ring, you get stronger. So the strongest trees in the world aren't in the toughest dirt. They're in the strongest winds. They stand tall.
We just gotta come out here and be dogs. We gotta come out here and know we gotta be champions. If today y'all think this is it, this ain't it. We gotta keep going. Do not give up. Do not feel like you tired. Were you tired? Think of last year and think of that record. Every time I get tired or I think I can't go no more, I think of that record. That ain't us. We can make it. We gotta believe. We gotta be mentally strong. When we tired, that's when we gotta put our fundamentals together. That's when we gotta be more focused. When we tired, look across the field and see how tired they are. That should give you more effort. Be like, I'm gonna beat his ass. I'm gonna get fundamentally strong. Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when a real dog come out.
Because if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch. And let the big dogs eat. Let him on the field. Have some heart.
To getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have, you know? Like, and if that wasn't for me, it wasn't for me. I'm gonna keep grinding, I'm gonna keep knocking on the door until I get what I feel.
Feeling I feel right now, as bad as it feels, is a hell of a lot better feeling than a life where you throw the towel in. That's something you never recover from. Tomorrow morning, I'll wake up stronger. I'll feel alive. And I'll have the belief and confidence backing me up. After a good night's rest, I can only get better. When the towel's down, in life, there's no more rounds, man. You throw it in. I feel like shit right now, though. I can pick the towel back up. I'm gonna be stronger tomorrow, the next round. Life, guys, it's a plan of action. If you don't have the plan, I guarantee you someone's gonna use you as part of their plan. Stop going about the day as a servant. Become the master. Run your day and stop having it run you. Believe in yourself. Be that one of 100 that has a belief instead of just dodge that talk of intent. Huge differential there. Differential of somebody just breathing life and the other one taking the most of the opportunity of time of life. Remembrance. Otherwise, forgotten.
It was this 19 hours and 6 minutes that forever changed my life to know that we as human beings are capable of anything and we don't need any special kind of parents or tools to get there. So I end you with this. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.